the 2-0. And that's driven deep to left center field. Gomez racing over, looking up, and that ball is gone. A two-run home run for Teoscar Hernandez. And the Astros take the lead. It's 3-1.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Right down the heart of the plate, a classic swing by Hernandez. All the tools in the world, Teoscar. That's our Honda drive of the game, brought to you by your Greater Houston Honda dealers. On a big blow with two outs.
Fourth home run for Hernandez. Now has 9 RBIs.
1-1.
Gattis hits it into center field. Racing in is Desmond. He'll have to play it on a bounce. Scoring is Correa. Gurriel to second. Gattis with an RBI single. It's 5-1 Astros.
Gattis has been so clutch. Not trying to pull that baseball, getting enough to get it into the outfield. Desmond playing deep, wasn't able to come in and get it.
Second hit of the game for Gattis and his 62nd RBI of the year. The Orioles lost tonight, so did the Blue Jays. Good news for the Astros, 1-1. And that's hit off the hands and lifted in the left. Rasmus backing up onto the track, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros end a three-game skid and salvage the finale of this series from the Rangers, winning tonight by a final of 8-4. Pleased to be joined by our Landry's Player of the Game as we're joined by Teoscar Hernandez, who put the Astros ahead for good, as it turned out, with a two-run home run in the second inning. Hey, Teoscar, thanks for joining us, first of all. And take us back through that at bat, and what were you trying to do when you came up there?
I mean, thank you, guys. I just trying to do too much. I mean, hit a couple pitches to ball. And I was thinking middle in to I can do some damage and right ball. And I was thinking to don't miss the pitch if he threw me in the spot that I want.
And you got it right in your wheelhouse, Teoscar. A lot of power, especially to the pole side for you. Very quick inside. Do you like to look for pitches on the inner third when you have the count in your favor?
Yeah, you know, every hitter look at the count in favor to the batter. Look at the spot that really could do some damage and ride the ball out of the park.
Hey, how good did it feel to get a win over the Rangers, a team that the Astros have had their struggles against this year?
You know, it's been hard to win ball games against the Rangers, but we can do it. We battle every game that we face those guys. They have a pretty good team, but we never give up. And every day we go out there and try to do our best and try to win the ball game.
All right. Hey, Teoscar, congratulations on the home run and on the win. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
After winning their division in 1986, the Astros hit the skids in 87. Nolan Ryan went 8-16 that year while leading the league with a 2.76 ERA. Go figure. In 88, they had an even better record but still finished fifth. Then Nolan left the Astros and signed with the Rangers. It was a sad decline. Still, Mike Scott, who led the league in strikeouts and won the Cy Young Award in 1986, continued to win big. He won 30 games in those 2 years, and on this day in 1989, with the Astros 7 games back of the Giants, Scott won his 20th game of the year at Dodger Stadium. No, he wasn't as overpowering as in 86, but he still was tough. He celebrated winning 20 about 20 miles north of Dodger Stadium at his home in Laguna Niguel.
Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver for delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Astros right-handed pitcher Colin McHugh is my guest today here on Astro Launch. I'm Steve Sparks, and first of all, Colin, thank you so much for joining us. It's Hash Wednesday. In other words, it's Hashtag Wednesday, and you joined us on this before, but thank you so much for being here. Hashtag obligatory intro.
Oh, well, you know, it's great to be here, as always, on Hash Wednesday. Hash Wednesday kind of sounds like hashtag drugs, but I'm gonna just skip right over that.
Hashtag good idea.
But yeah, last few games have been tough. Hashtag couple heartbreakers. I don't want to say we're hashtag cursed against the Rangers.
Right.
but they have had our number pretty well this year. And then, you know, we lost our three to the Cubs. Hashtag curse of the Billy Goat.
Mm-hmm.
Question mark. It's going to be their year. Who knows? They got a good ball club, though, and, you know, we made a tough stretch against those teams.
And you guys have been playing all these first-place teams, but it gets a little bit easier. I mean, you guys are going to start playing all the teams in the division, obviously, starting with this series against the Rangers. Hashtag still got time. You still have plenty of weapons out there. It seems like the lineup is starting to lengthen. You guys are scoring more runs. Hashtag 16 games left. Hashtag 16's the new 20.
Oh, that's very true. Very true. We kind of knew we had to weather the storm. Hashtag hurricane.
Hike.
But, you know, we understand that the stretch ahead of us is it is a hashtag softer schedule.
Yeah.
You know, to speak honestly about the teams that we're playing, but every team is a major league team. You know, hashtag veteran division over here. We've got guys up and down the division who can swing the bat. We got guys who can pitch.
Right.
We're gonna face Seattle twice, LA twice, and, you know, you get some tough teams, hashtag trout fishing. But we still got work to do.
We saw the Angels last week, a real scary moment. I used to think about this, and as soon as I would think about this, I would try to get it out of my mind as quickly as possible. But those line drives when you're pitching, and obviously you've taken measures, hashtag something in your hat. Matt Shoemaker took a line drive off of his head. A scary moment for the Angels and for Shoemaker and his family, I'm sure. But you've used something inside of your hat, hashtag scary, hashtag better safe than sorry. Hashtag avoid a boo-boo. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I wear a little plate, hashtag Kevlar carbon fiber, right in my hat on my follow-through side, so it'll be on my right side of my hat. It's made by hashtag Safer Sports Technology.
Mm-hmm.
That's an actual hashtag on Twitter or Instagram if you're looking for them.
You mean this isn't all hashtag?
But they do an amazing job. They put out some great products, and I've been wearing it for about 2.5 years now. And, you know, I've told everybody I probably will never throw another pitch in the big leagues without without it in, because things like this are scary. They happen, I feel like, a lot more often these days. Guys are getting stronger. Hashtag blessed I haven't been hit by line drive yet, but hashtag heads up!
You've had a new perspective this year, a baby in your life. And first season having a baby, it's different. Hashtag new perspective. For you, I would imagine getting sleep is sometimes hard. Hashtag... So how do you deal with that?
Oh, you know, hashtag vampire. You stay up at night, you know, you get sleep when you can, but it's been amazing. He's a great kid. My wife's been a rock star all year.
Hashtag always happy.
Always happy. Hashtag except when he's not. And, you know, I am king of the hashtag lightning diaper change. I've gotten peed on a couple times, but for the most part, you can get it on pretty quickly.
Right.
We've started feeding him some real food now. He's 9 months old. So
that changes everything.
Hashtag when did we feed him corn?
I get that.
But, you know, he's a lot of fun. He's coming to Seattle with us, so it'll be his first road trip.
There you go. That's Colin McHugh. Colin, number one, gluten-free. Hashtag... hashtag YOLO. But thanks for joining us, and good luck the rest of the way.
Hashtag no probs.
Pitch your questions to the booth. Email your questions to radio@astros.com. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks fielding your baseball questions. Radio@astros.com.